reading 3. Leisure is a paradoxical concept because it means freedom from the demands of work. But it may work for something. Nowhere is this point better made than in ancient Greece, which focuses on leisure as a means to the good life. The philosopher Plato, for example, was interested in the benefits of music and gymnastics for leisure. He believed there were spiritual and physical rewards to be gained from these. Aristotle also conveyed ideas about the role of leisure in attaining the good life. He thought the goodness of anything was found in the realization of its uniqueness, and for human beings, he considered the power to think to be the most unique of human qualities. Thus, Aristotle held that a life of reflection was the proper use of leisure time. To him, life should be devoted not only to thinking noble thoughts, but to doing civic and productive deeds as well.